Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'll be on my farm in Illinois this week, and next week I'll report what I find. For now, realizing that almost 30% of our ag production is exported, world markets can be the difference between farm profitability and loss. We now have negotiated favorable agreements with Canada and Mexico, USMCA. We have a deal with China, too. Now they need to be enforced. Next on the list, our trade negotiators will begin talks with the UK. As the UK splits from the European Union, they're anxious for a new trade agreement with the United States. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that the UK wants to rigorously protect the National Health Service. Johnson said, "We want to uphold our high standards of food safety and animal welfare." Well, my reaction is, there shouldn't be any barriers there. Our food safety and animal welfare can measure up to any country in the world. We're already talking to the European Union in hopes of negotiating a big reduction in their ag trade barriers. Their barriers are not based on science. They've shut the door on most genetically modified food products while we eat them all the time. We can't feed the world if we refuse to use new technology to increase food production. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue challenged the European Union to accept genetically modified crops and animal growth hormones. He said overly burdensome and unnecessary regulatory restrictions hold farmers back from taking advantage of new technology and producing more food with fewer inputs. Reform won't be easy, though. President of France, Macron, says he will fight to protect EU farm subsidies. According to the USTR, many of our trading partners use huge tariffs to protect select industries. Under the World Trade Organization rules, those tariff rates are locked in place with no sunset clauses. President Trump does not want the United States to exit the World Trade Organization, but it must be reformed. And that's enough on trade. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.